Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're just going to have to give us today. At least today, because this is a really tough one. You guys keep saying it helps, and I don't.
Sorry to leave. Hey, sorry to sign off like that. Sorry to put you off on a good mood. I held in it for most of the show.
And I want to share something that you know.
Of course, Tony's still here.
I said I'm gonna hang out for a second, but I didn't even think of talking until you brought it up. So I'll shut off my microphone.
No, you don't have to do anything. It's
hilarious. You're making me laugh while I'm still crying, Gator.
Well, it's what we're supposed to do, man. I mean, you know, I decided that I would class it up today in honor of Jamie, and I'm wearing my best Jamie Samuelson shirt that I could find, which is basically it's a button down collared shirt. It has some kind of striped pattern on it, so.
I love the fact that Kang's got his Warriors t-shirt on. I just realized that now.
I swear to
and
God.
And a Giants hat.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I wasn't going to say anything today because I can't, because I'm just, Tom, you saw me. I'm a mess.
Yeah.
But you made me laugh so hard there, Stoney. And I just want to say one thing because, you know, Doug, Gator, and I, we're all dealing with it just like you guys. It's rough. It'd be, Jamie, could you do 4 more hours because we can't. we would have short Tiger shows, and Jamie would be like, why do you guys get all these short shows? And
I know.
Sometimes we had a connection issue on remote. Hey, Jamie, Stoney, get stick around for
you
another
stick
half.
Around. Yeah.
And, hey, Jamie, Stoney, you guys think you can stick around a little longer because we are dealing with your death?
Right, right. Yeah, do us a favor.
You know, just for our listeners and for you guys, We were in the know. I knew how severe it was early on, even though Jamie didn't directly tell me specifically. I kind of just added it up. And I, for our listeners, you know, understand that Doug and Scott and Kang and Mike and Pat, if I missed anybody, I'm sorry, that they didn't quite know how severe it was compared to us. And it has helped. That's why I said Jamie prepared us. And we still got emotional. It's okay. Guys, it's okay to cry. It's gonna be okay, you know. And he left a lasting impression that has absolutely blown us all away. And you know, it will. I promise you, as you get going here, you're still gonna have emotional moments. I had a few, but off the air, you know, there wasn't a time that I didn't have a tear in my eye. You know, and you just reset and take a deep breath. And but there is something to be said about you guys. You know, you got hit in the face a little harder. In a more abrupt way than we did, and I think that's some of the what you're dealing with here. Just it's a shock.
Well, I mean, there's moments where you just start to lose it.
It's all right. He was an unbelievable human being.
It's something that a lot of us have never. People have lost friends, people have lost parents, and even worse, got children. I mean, I can't think about his parents flying back because they were just here last week. So it's tough, and to go on the air and, you know, talk about your friend is it's not easy. But you know, it's thanks to you'll get tons of ticket texts and you'll get calls, and it helps you. And there's some stories that'll make you laugh and some will make you cry again. I mean, the one story that listener had about Jamie emailing about the guy's wife who, it's just like.
Yeah, we had a listener read an email. He lost his wife to cancer, and Jamie sent a note and he read the email on the air, and it was just so powerful. It's just such an impossible situation.
Well, it's brutal because you can do everything right in life and life can still cut you short. And I feel like that's exactly what happened with Jamie. You know, he wasn't somebody who had gotten into bad habits, did bad things. He was a family man, obviously, had tons of friends. He made everybody's life better just by talking to him and by knowing him. And colon cancer, you know, and the guy got screened when he was 46. We're not supposed to do this till after 50, right? And does everything right. And this cuts him down. It's brutal.
I want to go to his kids' games.
Yeah, we all did. We all made that pact.
Yeah, we'll do it. One of the things
I'm getting so hammered.
That was another great text somebody had. Okay, in honor of Jamie, we should go to a Little League game and just open up a cold one.
I did that because I was like you, Tom, coached my kids, and at some point they grow to the where you can't, as a, you know, you're not qualified anymore, and they need better coaching and all that, and it's time.
It's getting there.
And so I remember one of the first games that my kid was playing, and I wasn't coaching, and I went and sat in the outfield with a dad who had always, I didn't realize, this, sit in the outfield and have a beer or two. I sat in the outfield and had a beer or two, and I was like, I'm in the club now.
Oh, wow. Well, me and Jamie always used to go at it about that.
I heard you guys joke about it. It wasn't like Jamie was a raging alcoholic. No. These
well, I made it that way.
Well, not raging. I know you did. Not raging, at least.
But it's so funny because I'm sure there's plenty of dads out there that whether it was at a game or you're at a swim meet and you've got 2 hours between your kids' events and you and some dads ran over to a bar, had a beer, come back. It's a funny part of being a dad. But I just, I think about how much he loved his kids. Mm-hmm. And Wojo's column.
Wojo's column was great. It was, I mean, and a fitting end for the last time anybody really saw him to get that sneak peek and go back to his room. And, you know, he's watching a game with his kids, and that's how life should be at the end.
Yeah. I'd unplugged, like I was gone all last week, and I hadn't, you know, it was nice to kind of get away and escape. And I think I found out, I don't remember if it was late Monday or early Tuesday, that he'd gone on the air and told what happened and that told that about his diagnosis. And I thought, okay, that's either as I hadn't heard it, I thought this is either a good sign or a bad sign, like as to where this is going. So I sent him a text, and when I didn't get a text back, I trying to figure out the right way to word the text. Right. I guess
he never responded to text normally in rapid fashion anyway.
Well, I think I sent the text Wednesday, and when I didn't hear back, I thought, oh boy. Cause we've been texting a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's a lot going on with COVID, and I can't emphasize this enough. I really just wanted to know, let people out there know that there's a lot of people suffering. There is a lot of people suffering, and not about Jamie, but of course about Jamie, but about other stuff. I mean, this COVID thing is taking lives, and there's a lot of, it's a tough world right now. And we're with you all. Like today is our day collectively to go through it. And some people have dealt with losing loved ones at young ages prematurely. And our thoughts and prayers are with you. And for those of you that are going to go through this in the future, our thoughts and prayers are with you. This is really tough. Today is a very, very, very tough day. And it's going to be a tough time here because that guy spread so much happiness in terms. He was so funny. Jamie was so funny and validated. If you said something and Jamie approved, you were like, I got it right.
I know. Because I got to tell him for years, he's the smartest guy I know.
And he was the smartest guy everybody knew.
He was subtle. He was witty. And he was just kind, inclusive, whatever word you want to use. He was, I can't believe I'm using the word was. That just blows me away.
I'm so fearful. I was thinking about how moving forward, I'm going to refer to the morning show. I know I couldn't even change the text number, which didn't mean anything, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm so
you're a robot when it comes to things. Get to be reprogrammed.
The morning show is Jamie and Stoney. It just is. So, obviously a lot of people do want to talk, and we'll read some texts and all that, and you guys can stick around all day.
Were you amazed by some of the outpouring of support, like
yes.
the teams, the Blashill's?
The Patricia team. Call today just got me. It really got me because he picked up the phone on his own and called, and this is an embattled coach who put it all down, because it's not like this radio station is always friendly to him. I just impressed that.
Him and Stoney had built a pretty solid relationship with Patricia, and we were still critical of him, obviously, and Matt took it, and it was, but he wanted to have a professional relationship. You guys did, and that was such a nice gesture.
All right, Carson Anderson, on a very difficult Monday, we need to just let people know that don't know that Jamie Samuelson had been battling colon cancer for 19 months. He told us here at the station the morning show guys knew for a while. He told us, I think it was last either August or September, and he made us all forget with the professionalism that he showed. Honestly, Gator, I would forget because he never cracked, and I don't know how he did it to not let on and to be as good as he was on the air, all while fighting a battle against cancer. And he went on the air last Monday, a week ago, for people who missed it. I believe it was, I was gone. Tom, was it two segments he was on for?
Yes.
Yeah. And revealed that he'd been battling colon cancer, and he passed away Saturday. And very difficult to talk about. And Gator, there's people do want to talk. I just want to tell the lasting impression for me is Jamie was a true north for so many people here at the station. When you got his approval, you got it right. I can't even remember what happened, but it was like 2 months ago, Gator, we had done a topic, okay? And it was whatever the story was of the day, and Jamie sent a text saying, damn it, you guys did better with this topic than we did. I hate it when I hear how it should have been done. And I,
well, that's
Gator,
one.
Right, exactly. And think about this. Honest to God, we wake up and have hours to prepare for the show. You guys in the morning wake up and turn the mics on. And you don't have hours to think about it. You don't have, you have last night's news, which sometimes you miss because you guys have to go to sleep so early. You miss the end of the game or whatever. And you guys have to wake up and figure it out in a matter of minutes. We have hours to prepare. And I've always respected the hell out of how difficult morning is for everybody on every station because of that fact.
Well, me, Jamie, and Stoney have known each other so long. Or like brothers with each other, that it sometimes just happens like the back of our hand. Jamie made things easy. You know, when Jamie took over, he sat me down. He said, I need to do one thing. Cool it down a little bit. I'm high strung. It's getting better and better. It's something I've been working on. but he's done that for me in my life. I had somebody for the first time tell me to my face, calm down.
Dial it down.
That's so funny because I knew you from afar as a hothead.
Yes.
And
which was wrong.
When you came in here, there were times where I'm like, uh-oh, here comes the rage. But you have mellowed out without a doubt.
When the computer start working, start breaking down. That's
I know.
Thing.
I know. That's interesting. I didn't know that story.
Yeah.
But.
And then the last thing I shared with him personally, we were on the air together Monday, but it was before that. And it was a day we had Governor Whitmer on. So the night before, he had done the show that Wednesday. And that's the last time he did a full show. I think it was the 15th. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what was on the baseball field, pretty far from home, and it's like 9 o'clock, and I get a text that from Jimmy, you're doing the show tomorrow, and then I got a text a little bit later from Jamie, what'd they figure out for the morning? And I had done it a few days earlier that week with Rieger, and then he said to me, I told Jamie, I go, I'm doing it, and the last thing he texts back to me was, well, the show's in good hands, and he doesn't understand what that means.
It was, and you guys handled it well.
248-539-9797. Anything you want to add, Gator?
I mean, you could add things all day long and all day long. So I know people want to say some things, so let's people talk. Right.
We go to Garrett in Lake Orion. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm incredibly sorry with everything that's happened. I kind of equate this. One of my good friends from high school actually lost his dad this weekend as well, too, and it was came out of left field a little bit too, so I think we're all kind of going through the same thing. But really thankful at least that we have sports going back on, and we can all kind of, reflect in that regard. I hear you guys keep telling stories about Jamie, and unfortunately, I didn't really have a chance to meet Jamie as a person. Only obviously heard him through the radio and through his columns and things like that. But I think the one thing that has resonated, especially right now, with all that, is I think the public health side of things. I think sometimes it's, I'm a young man, I'm 28. I'm not sitting here saying that I'm, some middle-aged man who's, got it all figured out. I'm still just a young kid trying to, get things straight in his life. I think for me, it's, kind of opened up my eyes a little bit. I've been trying to, put off a few things myself with a few medical things myself, being a young person, thinking I'm invincible, and kind of brings me back down to earth a little bit with the news of Jamie's untimely passing. So I think, even though I don't, I'm not going to go get my colonoscopy per se, I have been putting off a couple different things, and, sports have been kind of keeping my mind off what's been going on in life. And, I know prostate cancer runs on my side of the family, especially on my dad's side of the family, pretty good. So I know when that time comes, I'll be getting screenings there and making sure that, I take care of myself and my heart, and making sure that I, go get my yearly physicals and, doing a bunch of self-help stuff. Cause, as men, I don't think we do a good enough job with that. And unfortunately I think for some of us, it took, passing of someone who meant so much to you guys to, really, I guess, drive home that message. So just know that we're all there with you guys. Just know that, the message has been heard, and, hopefully, luckily the next month or so with all this sports on can kind of help us all kind of, learn to just move on and create a legacy that, I think Jamie's going to set a really big precedent here in this city. So, my thoughts are with you guys, and I hope, if you need something there, we're always here for you as listeners. So.
Garrett, thank you. And he's 100% right. I mean, we have to Jamie went on the air last Monday for a reason. Right, he went on to get that message across, and I told the story during your show how I woke up during my colonoscopy and could see the screen, and I remember distinctly asking, "What's that?" And they said, "Well, that's you," and I was like, "What?" And then they put me back under right away.
I had to go back to sleep.
And was it the worst thing? No, there was nothing. I can't sit here and tell you that it was a terrible, awful, traumatic procedure. It just wasn't. You're asleep. And even when I woke up, I didn't know what was going on. I was in a fog. I'll never forget what I saw because I didn't, but
that's a weird looking tunnel.
It's not something I have another one coming up. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not even remotely hesitant to go get one.
And nor should anybody be. Nope. I went through my first one in December, and I had built this up in my head like it was going to be the most traumatic thing in my life. And the truth is that the hard thing to do, oh boy, I got my support animal is helping me out right now, the hardest thing to do, it literally is the prep work, is you got to drink this like gallon of crap that's Gatorade. It's like a kind of more viscous Gatorade, but once you get through that, I found it to be hilarious and also just easy. The hilarious part is what happens to your body after you drink all that stuff and after you take the Dulcolax, and that stuff's funny because farting is always funny. But don't take the chance of not being on the toilet when you do fart, because that's even funnier what goes on there. It lasts for a couple of hours, and you get past it, and then the procedure is just so,
it's
so benign.
It's nothing.
You get a shot, and you're out. You wake up, and you're like, all right, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Doug was out of town last week, and like a lot of people were, Jamie's appearance is on the podcast page, Jamie and Stoney on 971theticket.com. Go listen to it. He flat out said, I'm not here to say goodbye, even though he knew, and I didn't even know quite how extreme it was, that it was imminent. And he came on and he said, I'm here to tell you, that, guys, go get this. And I don't think he shared this detail, but he did tell me when he told me about this, that it's popping up in younger and younger people. And I do know that he had regret about not doing it a year earlier.
Sure.
And just get tested, guys.
248-539-9797-971, the ticket. Just so people know, Kang looks great today in the Golden State Warrior t-shirt and the San Francisco Giant hat in honor of Jamie Samuelson and their mutual respect, Jamie's love and Kang for the Warriors. You look great, Kang. I looked for my Northwestern t-shirt. Gator, you nailed it with the button down because that's what Jamie wore every single day. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Kurt in Northville. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kurt.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, just as thing about Jamie, just as part of something I do for work, I had to recruit some broadcast talent for an event that I did, and this is back in 2010, actually. And Jamie was a sideline reporter for this high school football event I was involved in and did a great job, of course. And then the next year, I reached out to him again, and he sent a note that, you know, most people in your industry probably wouldn't send it in this tone, and I'd just like to read it if I could, because he wanted to do the event but couldn't, if I can go ahead and read that.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So it says, Kurt, I sent you an email back minutes after I got yours. Sorry you missed it. Unfortunately, my wife and I will be away that weekend celebrating this little anniversary of ours. I'm really sorry. I'd love to do it again. Please keep me in mind in the future. Do you need any other ideas for any other guys? Let me know. Thanks again. Sorry. So he said sorry three times in a short email and was just, you know, super classy to work with. And I think it just kind of points out how classy of a guy he was, and also, a real pro and so family oriented. So I just wanted to pass that along.
Thank you for sharing. And I don't think that would surprise anyone here who knows Jamie. That he took his time to do that. Just stand-up guy through and through.
Yeah, and he gave up so much of his time to help worthy causes. I've read so much over the weekend of different organizations that he would either speak to or help donate to, and I know that Jennifer Hammond runs some helps to run some of those charities that Jamie was a huge part of. Just the kind of guy he was, and you know, we're broadcasting the show. We're streaming on Twitch right now as well, and some of the people on Twitch have commented. And Tom says, I know Kang probably feels this but years before I had kids. I have three right now. I heard how Jamie was a dad, how much he loved his children, the tough moments, the happy moments. He was open and honest, and I've always looked up to him for that. If I can be half the dad that he was, I'll call it a success. And he loved his kids. And this is, you know, the joke is that I hate kids and I don't hate kids, but I feel for those kids so much right now. And this is going to be really hard for them to go through this. But the one thing I know is that Jamie tried to prepare them as best he could during these last 19 months. And he lived so much in these last 19 months for his family. They did things that they probably wouldn't have done, or they were going to do, but years and years from now. But they did a lot of things together over the last 19 months because they knew the time was short.
Kurt, thank you for sharing. 248-539-9797. Steven in Shelby Township is next. Hi, Steven.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Doug. Hi. So I just want to talk a little bit about my experience with Jamie and meeting him about, I'd say, maybe 5-6 years ago, and just kind of reflect on him being a dad. I used to work for, not trying to name drop, but a ski company out in Bloomfield Hills that, Doug, you may be a fan of yourself. But Jamie came in and I had, you know, the pleasure of working with him. I came in with the girls that day, and, you know, obviously, you know, 5-6 years ago, a little bit younger, but I had the pleasure of, you know, helping him get set up with skis and boots, and I found myself really trying to suppress, you know, trying to talk about sports with him, because that's how I've known him, you know, pretty much my entire adult life. But with how involved he was and, you know, making sure that they got the skis that were the right colors, and that the girls, you know, wouldn't clash over having the same skis and argue, and making sure that the boots fit right, and talking to him, you know, if, hey, do you have like any ski trips coming up? Are you guys excited for the winter season? And the fact that, you know, that maybe 30, 40 minute time that I spent with him led to 3 consecutive years of him coming in and asking for me to help him out. And, you know, we would go ahead and say a couple things about sports, you know, maybe, you know, a little like anecdote here and there on his way out. But just seeing him being like really involved as a dad and getting excited and supporting the kids and, you know, rooting them on for something that they were excited to do that winter time was something really, really special. And especially after reading Wojo's post and everyone else's, has really like stuck with me over the past couple of days. But yeah, just like an all-around good guy. And he's not the only one from your station that I've actually been able to spend time with. Gator, I bought you a shot at 24 seconds a couple of years ago. I'm not sure if you remember, maybe like 4 years ago, but you spent some time with me too, and that was a special time. So you guys are like family to a lot of Metro Detroit and people around Michigan, and you guys are really, really strong, and we're all here with you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thanks for the shot again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Some blue nectar for you.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that Jamie was good to you, because he was just good to so many people here at the station. In all roles, he will be sorely, sorely missed. He was a leader. He was a person that people respected. And I keep trying to you know, everybody's got those people in their life, right, that they look up to, and that we see even as adults, you know, that like your parents, you seek approval from your parents. There are people, peers, that you seek approval from. I think Jamie was that guy here. And, you know, that's, I think everybody can relate to having that kind of person. I mean, how many times when Jamie was speaking on or off the air, Gator, did you think, well, yeah, he's exactly right? Whatever he just said.
Every time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like listening to him either talk with listeners or talk with coworkers, you knew that he was going to have the better word, not the final word, the better word. And, you know, you could come up with some great argument, whether you were somebody calling into the show or, like I said, any of us in the building, and you think that you guys are on either opposite sides of the topic. You think you've got something, and you'll come at him strong with it. And he'll listen to it all, and he'll pick out maybe one thing that he thinks is valid, and he'll give you credit for that being valid. But then by giving credit to just the one thing, it completely invalidates everything else that you said. It's like dismissive. It's like, yeah, yeah, your rest of the stuff is crap. I'll give you credit for the one part, because if I were arguing the other side, that's something I would do. And if you were on the other side and he gave you that, you take it and you run with it. Because to get the approval from him meant everything. I mean, I really did cherish the conversations on and off the air with Jamie, because it was always going to be something great. You know, I posted a picture on my Facebook page, Doug, of we were at the Palace years ago, and it was a picture of you and Jamie together. And it was a picture where you guys are talking. I was right next to you, and I obviously, because I took the picture, but Jamie's laughing, and he's got that wry smile on his face, and it was because that's how he was off the air and on the air, frankly, but off the air, he was a guy who just was great to talk to, and, you know, those are the moments you looked forward to, and, you know, sadly, he's gone.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.